You're listening to Fotch and Friends on the number one hit music station. Wake up in the morning. Power 96.5.
You have some Craigslist misconnections. This is people trying to find someone that they ran into, but they don't have their name to stalk them on social media or look them up. Normally, you don't know sometimes what you get with Craigslist misconnections.
Yeah.
This is a website, Craigslist.
Yeah, Craigslist.
.com,
yeah.
Where you can sell and get everything, especially love. This is still a thing.
I can't believe it's still a thing. We're always baffled. I know.
But people are still trying to find love on
here. I just figure one of these weeks is just not going to be there anymore. But until then, we will continue to help these people find love.
There you go.
Okay. So this happened at Red Robin. It says, ate in the restaurant tonight and you were working. Not sure if you saw, but I kept checking you out. Figured you probably get hit on all the time, or I would have asked you for your number. I did give you a compliment before I left. If you're interested, let me know what I complimented.
So the Red Robin worker?
Yeah.
This is the kind of stuff where it's just like, all right, well, you know where she works.
He's too shy because he figures she gets hit on all the time. Okay. Uh-huh. So he didn't want to be another guy like, oh, you're pretty. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He'd rather be respectful and get on Craigslist.
She works at Red Robin up Glenstone, right? That's the only Red Robin?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I don't know. Anyway, I hope they make a love connection at some point.
Maybe she doesn't. Maybe she doesn't hope.
I want to know what he complimented because...
I like your smile. I like the stickers on your name tag. Can I have an extra order of fries, please? Thanks.
Hey, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
If you were interested, like, in a waitress somewhere, would you have asked, like, would you hit on her at her job?
No.
Okay.
Especially,
you go on Craigslist instead?
No. Especially waitresses and especially bartenders. Because first of all, you already know they're industry people.
Right.
So they're all hooking up with somebody else. Like those late night parties. Everybody's hanging out. And
that actually is really true.
And it might not be, like, a lot of times, like, they might dry up the pool in their own restaurant. So they'll dip into another restaurant pool. They'll be like, yeah, I'm dating the bartender from downtown Springfield.
I'll say it happens in movie theaters too. In high school, I dated a lot of people.
This happens everywhere. Yeah, so it's almost kind of like a waste of time.
She's already taken by someone else in Red Robin.
Yes, I already know. You can usually figure it out.
So true.
Like you can like look around the room and like see who's interacting. Mm-hmm. Like there's a bus boy that rubs up against her the wrong way or something. And you're there he was. There he went.
There goes my chance.
Like some bartender. It's like, hey, I need these drinks like immediately for table 11. And they like give like a little wink or like or he slaps her on the butt and I'm like, oh, look at that. She's hooking up with a bartender.
All right. Well, I don't think it's going to work out then.
Okay.
After we've talked about this. This happened at a Walmart here in the Ozarks. It says, I passed you in the food aisle where you were reaching for an item on the bottom shelf. I wanted to spank that large behind. Does this interest you?
Sure it does.
Ew! Yeah, stay away from this creep. No, whoever this girl was, stay away.
I think that's a way to her heart.
No!
Mm-hmm. Her behind.
Does this interest you?
Yes.
What a creep.
I mean, obviously the answer is yes.
No! It's no.
It's yes. I love bending down in Walmart and having some strange person want to slap me in the hiney.
Fotch and Friends, 6 to 10 weekdays on Power 96.5.